Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Earlier in the show, we were talking with Ben Cesario of The Times about the rise of EDM, electronic dance music, and fans of EDM might recognize this tune. It's the song called Mm-hmm by the producer known as Flying Lotus. The track is one of several dance-oriented covers on the latest album from jazz pianist Vijay Iyer and his trio. The album's called Accelerando, a follow-up to their acclaimed 2009 record Historicity. The group includes Stefan Crump on bass and Marcus Gilmore on drums, and they are here to play in the studio. And they're going to start with their take on the 1977 song Star of the Story by the band Heatwave. This is the Vijay Iyer Trio live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That's a live performance in the Soundcheck studio by pianist Vijay Iyer and his trio. Stefan Crump playing the bass, Marcus Gilmore on drums. And the star of, it's a story, right? Not the story.
So I understand.
Right.
Yes.
that's a song from this funk band, this R&B group from the 70s called Heatwave.
That's right. It was a band led by Rod Temperton.
Who wrote Thriller for Michael Jackson.
Many very classic songs.
Right. You have done a little Michael Jackson. In fact, on the new album, you do a version of Human Nature, not the first time you've tackled that song by Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it sort of became a trio piece not long after I made it. I'll put it on my solo album.
Mm-hmm. So this was, and in a sense still is, a piece of dance music, although you've got, you know, you'd be counting like crazy to try and figure out how to dance to this version of it. It seems like you've got a couple of things going on there.
I don't know. Some people have asked me if I am now going to start playing more in 4/4 after hearing this song, which is funny because it's not quite in 4. It's kind of...
No.
Well, it's in 4 large beats, but the beats are... beats have other stuff going on inside of them, I guess is what I'd say.
So if it's not dance music, is it still? Do you still consider much of this album to be sort of groove-based?
Yeah, and I wouldn't say that it's not dance music either. I think it's you know, like a lot of the rhythmic ideas I work with are coming from folk traditions and classical traditions around the world that are usually meant to accompany dance.
Right.
Like, you know, I guess what's going on inside the beat is that is this Carnatic rhythmic technique that has to do with dividing the beat into 7, but that's something that you see accompanying Bharatanatyam dancers, for example, in South India, so it's not impossible to dance to. And I always also just think of this one experience I had a couple of summers ago where I went to a Greek wedding on Long Island, and it was like a whole room full of people dancing to this 11-beat cycle, and I mean like 3-year-old girls and grandmas and everything. So
right.
I think what we think of as dance music in the West and in the States especially, it's, you know, we have a certain view of things, but the world is a big place.
although there is room for that Western
of course,
EDM that we were talking about earlier, the electronic dance music. And there's some of that on this new record, too. You do the Flying Lotus piece that we began the segment with.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're... That ended up becoming a theme. It sort of emerged as we corralled the material together for this album. I sort of noticed, I was trying to figure out what this album was when we made it. You know, we just put it all together, and then I was basically listening to it and thinking about it, and I realized that that's what it all had in common, is that basically it's all drawing from a... there's a history of creative music that's based on dance rhythms. That's very American. I mean, what we call jazz is... you know, that is an art music that grew out of a dance tradition or a dance craze.
Right. So it wasn't something you set out to do. It was in retrospect that you realized, this is what I've done.
Yeah, I mean, I think for some reason I've gotten this tag kind of stuck to me that I'd make concept albums. But it's more that I probably just think too much about them while I'm making them, but it's not that I go in with some grand plan or anything.
Right. We're speaking with the pianist and composer Vijay Iyer. Cello Rondo is the name of the record, the Italian expression for picking up speed, and it is a very propulsive record. And the trio is in residence at Birdland tonight through Saturday. There are sets at 8:30 and 11, and then Vijay will be back here in New York on May 8th and 9th performing at the Harlem Stage as part of a program celebrating the great jazz pianist Cecil Taylor, and it'll be Vijay Iyer and his friend Craig Taborn and Amita Claudine Myers, and that's May 8th and 9th. But Vijay, you got the trio here now,
yes.
And we'll hear one of your tunes next, right?
Yeah, this is a piece called Actions Speak.
From the new album called Cello Rondo. It's the Vijay Iyer Trio live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That's called Actions Speak. It's an original work by the pianist and composer Vijay Iyer, with Stefan Krump at playing the bass and Marcus Gilmore behind the drum kit. It appears on the Vijay Iyer Trio's latest release, Accelerando. That's a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. And so the musical term to accelerate, I mean, was this also a kind of a retrospective title after you had finished the record? You thought, that kind of sums up what we've done here.
Well, you know what it was? Actually, for a while, I was thinking that Actions Speak would be the title and that would be the title track. But, well, for one thing, I looked around and noticed that there's lots of records with that name.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of R&B songs about actions speaking louder than words and so forth. And I also kind of felt that it was doing what poets tell you not to do, which was it was sort of telling rather than showing.
Mm.
And, you know, having worked with Mike Ladd and other poets over the years, I've kind of realized, you know, what you want out of a title is to activate something, not to actually necessarily tell you something, but to kind of lead you to some kind of experience.
To suggest rather than to...
Yeah.
Explain.
And what accelerando is, I mean, if you're a musician and you see the term accelerando, something already starts happening to you because you're like trained to respond to that command, you know?
So it's a little jolt of caffeine just looking at the cover.
Yeah, it kind of is that. It just sort of has an activating quality that I liked. So in a way, it basically does what I wanted the album to do.
Mm-hmm. Let me read a recent headline to you from Bloomberg News.
We were just joking about this today. Oh, man, that's like that's headline of the year.
Let me read it. Know it, but Yale math man jazzes up Jackson for Birdland.
Yeah, that's right. Read all about it.
So you are the Yale math man.
Well, that was...
You have, how many degrees do you have?
Oh, well, listen, like, this was, I graduated from college 20 years ago, so it is true.
With
a degree in math and physics from Yale,
mm-hmm.
20 years ago. All right, so a lot of this happened since then. I'm not trying to disavow it, but, I've done a lot of other things after that. In particular, in addition to getting to make records and hang around with musicians.
Mm-hmm. And jazzing up Jackson, apparently.
But the degree part, what I ended up doing after kind of redirecting the energy that I had going into a physics PhD program, I was ready to leave that, and then instead I was able to kind of create my own program where I studied the science of music, which is something that every musician should study, honestly.
The cognitive science of music has become a big field for neuroscientists in the last
indeed.
10 years.
So. Indeed it has.
All right, Vijay Iyer and the trio are in residence at Birdland, where they will indeed be playing some Michael Jackson and some of Vijay's own pieces, and maybe even a little bit of other stuff from other parts of the music world. Two sets each night through Saturday, 8:30 and 11. And to the Vijay Iyer Trio guys, thank you so much for being here and playing for us today.
Thank you.
The new album's called Accelerando. This is Soundcheck. This is Vijay Iyer's version of an old Duke Ellington tune, The Village of the Virgins. And that's going to wrap up Soundcheck for today. On our program tomorrow, as the influential German band Kraftwerk revisits 8 albums in 8 concerts at the Museum of Modern Art, we examine the history of this pivotal force in electronic music. Plus, a live performance from the gypsy jazz guitarist Stefan Rembel. Don't forget to visit our website to download a special podcast edition of Soundcheck featuring my recent roundtable discussion with LCD Sound System founder James Murphy and Talking Heads founder David Byrne. The download link is on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Chris Nolan. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.